Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. And today, we're going to be doing part two of Justice for Haley. Now, if you haven't listened to part one, please go listen to it. This is being told in pieces as the Haley's murder happened and then the investigation and everything that followed. If you go to your Apple subscriber and it's not in there, we're having trouble with Apple. We're trying to get it fixed this week. And so what you have to do is unsubscribe and then resubscribe and it'll automatically download. But hopefully we'll have all that fixed for all our episodes. The new show Cindy and I are doing, True Crime Time 4, and the original Real Life Real Crime, which I'm still doing, Scott Peterson, the State versus Scott Peterson. So just bear with us. We're working on it and it's frustrating and I get that. But this story, devil's got to fight, right? Because we're going to get justice for Haley. Now, when I left you last on the first episode, I played the original 911 call. And what I want you to take away from that is you can hear Brooks and he's sitting on the floor holding Haley and you can hear him saying, no, no, you know, to me, it's fake crying. Oh, baby, wake up, baby, wake up. And then at one point he calls her a bitch. He said, bitch, wake up. So go back and listen to it again. That ought to tell you the mindset, right? And then we went into the interviews with Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler, the Haley's family that I did in Atlanta. And so you could get an idea who Haley was as a person, how special she was, how awesome she was. And it just, you know, any murder is tragic, but it's really, really hurts your heart or you're not alive if you hear this family's pain. And you know, that's why we're doing this. Okay. So this episode, we're going to be starting with all regular listeners are going to get to hear the audio from the body cam of the second responding officer to Haley's murder scene. Okay. And the audio part, we took out just a couple minutes of it because there's some time when he's standing around his car, not doing anything, stuff like that, not talking, and his camera is still running. But other than that, the whole video will be put up for Patreon and convicts. If you want to become one, you go to patreon.com, type in Real Life Real Crime, or go to download the Real Life Real Crime community app from the Apple Store for free and subscribe through there. I call them convicts or subscribers, and the video will be put up in there. It will briefly show the murder scene when the cop initially looks in. Okay. There's nothing nice about murder and there's no other way to do it than to show it. I can talk about it all day long, but when you see it and you see the blood splatter on the wall on the other end of the couch and you see where Haley's body is lying and all that, there's no way she got up off that couch and moved to where she was. All right. But I want you to listen to the audio. This is the first time you'll get to hear Brooks where he wasn't on the 911 phone call where the guy called in. And he just listened to it. It's stupid. When they come in contact with him, the first officer will, they detain him, you know, cuff him, and first officer ends up taking him to his car. But listen to what he says. Listen to how he says and what they're talking about. again, this is from the second officer's body cam that arrived on the scene, and I think is going to give you a real eye opener. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play that audio now. Now, remember, this guy's on duty. He's a young cop, and he gets the call to respond to this scene.
Shells on the ground next to me. All right, I'm going to shot in the hand. Oh, I see the shot. All right, wait, come here.
Oh. Yeah, stand up.
Oh, Jesus, please.
I'm going to see him. Let's take over. You about to search it? Go ahead. No problem.
Can we get that top?
Yeah. This is your phone?
Yeah, it should be.
Go ahead and turn it off.
I'll grab.
All right.
Where are they at?
Well, obviously, where at?
Well, what are they? Nikes? What?
Probably on the right.
Sure. It's next to it.
There is a weapon to your right.
If it's all loaded.
Say what?
It's unloaded now.
Shotgun? Where are the shells at?
One round.
One shell.
Shell next to her. Father right next to her.
Where's she at?
Shell spent. Right, shell spent, right?
Yeah, six. There's nothing in there.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Weapon board. Butt that way. Muzzle this way. Under the bird. Severe deformity to the face. Splatter.
Okay.
She was a little bit. We turned on.
And the weapon was right here?
Yeah. David, explain to him exactly how you found it.
I was standing right here.
Okay.
They're doing a thing.
Right. Where exactly was it?
Underneath these pillars right here.
All right.
And I kind of like moved them out of the way to grab it.
Okay. And nothing else was touched? No. Just the gun?
Just the gun. And she was turned from.
But nothing else in the room?
Nope. No.
All right.
I'm not aware. Can you go ahead and start the on-call? Detective. Yeah, I got you. Oh, hey, Thomas. Before you go up there, they'll probably already tell you. So when they found her, they just rolled her over, the shotgun went underneath her, and they touched nothing but the shotgun and the shell.
Okay.
And they had gloves on, okay?
All right.
Suspects in the car. Me and Thomas showed up. Obviously, fire's on scene. They have one. They have only touched two things in the house, which is the shotgun and a single shell. She's face down. Shotgun was underneath her. Completely 48 splattered over the wall.
Hey, 113, go ahead.
That's why I called the on-call detective. So.
Who is it?
I have no idea who it is. I just gave him a number. They're all up there. All up there, though. They're all up there, though.
Where is it?
He's gonna stay down here because he's by himself in the car. I don't want him to. Top floor.
Hey, they want 31 cancer.
What's up? What's up?
Dude.
Fucking 48.
Oh, shit.
Dude, shotgun in the head.
No fucking way.
Splattered over the wall.
Oh.
Go check it out, top floor. No, no, no. We were early cars, one of us. Hello? Officer Donaldson?
You can show me tonight.
Yes. Yeah, it's just the on-call detective. I don't know if it was Cobb or us, but there's a possible murder here where I'm at, 950 Hudson Road. So we got on the scene, fire was here first. The only thing that they've removed from the apartment was the shotgun and the shell. And the suspect is in one of our vehicles right now, and it seemed to be a white female, headshot to the, I would say, the upper left side of the head. And that's all we know right now. And the shotgun was found up underneath there on the floor. Yes.
31.
Should be Mary. That's why I was confused. I was like, I thought they were going to call the Marietta on call detective. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Then don't worry about it. I'll try to figure out who's the on call from Marietta. Yeah. I'm expecting. Okay. All right. I'll figure out who is the on call from Marietta then. Sorry to bother you. Bye, man. Yeah. 8141
radio. 8141,
can you have the on-call detective call me? I think Cobb PD's detective call me. I need Marietta's.
10-4.
Thank you.
31.
Who's ever on call tonight, do you know? Yeah, 10-4, it's going to be Detective Nudie, and he's clear, and he's called in.
8141 on radio, you can 1022, that detective code 8.
10-4. Rochester Avenue is headed northbound. Thanks, buddy. Passing Delph Road.
Well, that's shit south. Showing there.
Really?
Dead as fuck. Shotgun straight to the head. Suspect from the car. No, probably murder. Murder.
Blur. Damn. I was like,
I'm going to come by to see you, and I'm like, hmm.
Oh, well, that's currency now, huh?
Yeah.
What, they got the husband?
I don't know who he is, boyfriend.
Oh.
Hey, have we started a crime log yet?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I bet he's enjoying that.
Who?
Fucking kid.
Because he don't have to do it.
No, he's just like, he likes the shit. Yeah.
Does he? What's in this apartment right here?
Yeah, top floor.
8112, I'll be playing Mario on these two.
No, I wanted to be. It's a murder. We need to do that.
I know.
I'm 39 to here. All right, Temple.
Thanks, Thomas.
Oh, man. That is crazy.
Yeah, once I heard it, I was like,
copy 15.
I was like, what?
I mean, it started out as a stroke, and then it came in like, no shotgun to the fucking face.
It's gonna be a 1785.
Hey, you can check
Parkway.
It out. It's gonna log in the logbook.
1785 Cobb okay. Parkway.
Top floor on Marietta. We'll see everybody up there.
In reference to a male keeps walking around, a buggy, caller, worried.
Unless you're
worried about him,
are you still 10-8?
Yeah, I'm on the deck. Is a white male.
That's the thing.
Wearing right.
I'm just gonna check it out and leave.
Blue, wearing a jacket with a white T-shirt.
Wow, Thomas. You took it.
Last unit 10-9.
8111 10-8.
8311,
I'm putting on
the
table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Can you log me
in? Huh?
Write my name down?
Yeah.
I gotta stay on here.
Well,
I thought I was gonna take it. I wanted the murder, bro.
You want it? You got it.
You don't really have to. I mean, I'll ask Davis, but in my previous, when you start the log is whenever you start.
Oh, okay.
But and it being a homicide, we'll probably do everybody.
All those times,
even watch that. We're nosy as shit. Want to go out there? Gonna be on it. They're going to
121.
You got any tissue in your pocket?
Tissues? Are you sick?
I am, but she wants some tissues. Stay out there, like stop there.
No. Well, you'll be here for 8 hours.
Sorry, love, single her.
Okay, so you just heard him, all right, and this look, yes, some of it is very crude. The things that he says to, you know, the other cops that show up on the scene and stuff. And yes, you have a right to be pissed off about that, but spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser cut wooden replica features up to four layers of detail, creating a bird's eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selection you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC. What I want you to take away from that is listen, when he first walks in and the first responders, the firemen and the paramedics, they tell them, you can, in the video, you can see the shotgun because they removed it from the scene and put it on the stairwell. But the first responder tells the cops, I got here. He was there on the floor holding her, and the shotgun was underneath clothes, underneath her. Okay. And the cop goes out and he tells everybody else, ooh, the shotgun was underneath her body. He didn't say anything about the clothes, but that's very important because in you can see in the video where the couch is basically across the room, and her head must have been towards the wall, the far wall away from the door, because that's where the blood spatter and everything is. And, but yet her body is on the floor facing, her head's facing the door, and it's as far away from the couch as you can get. All right. And again, the shotgun was underneath clothes. Okay. You don't do that when you suffer shotgun blow to the head. And we'll get into that in more detail later. What I want to do now is continue my interview with the family, and y'all listen to, you know, the things, and it'll tell you up until the time of Haley's murder what her mindset was, and you know, just more things about how awesome of a person she was, and everything else. So I'm gonna play that for you now. Y'all, we played the 911 tape at the beginning of the episode, and so you know obviously what happened on December 26th, according to Brooks Cleary. And I'm gonna get into each piece of that, and we're gonna break it down in the series and episodes. But what I do want to ask you, I want to ask both of y'all, is how did you find out that Haley was, I don't know, I mean, obviously it was a murder, but it deceased.
Just the day after Christmas, and you know, she had texted me a sweet text like normal. I had a great Christmas. Thank you so much. And
I'm sorry. Let's go back to that, because for leading up to that day, tell me about the Christmas holidays were fire, right? Y'all were talking about babies, and tell me about all that. Yeah. Tell me her state of mind other than dealing with the asshole.
Oh, she was so happy. You know, and we went shopping, and so Stella and Brooks kind of went off on their own to go look for Haley a present. And Haley and I were wandering off, and she's looking at baby clothes and cute little socks. And, you know, she's like, oh, I can't wait. Let me go love these little tiny socks. So we were, you know, just, she was just happy the whole time. I had finally borrowed enough and saved enough to buy her a car. And so she was really happy about that.
Right.
Super excited because she was going to get her own car.
Right.
Which would have given her a lot of independence from him.
Right, right. And then I couldn't stand that.
Yeah.
And Stella, what do you remember about right around Christmas time? Or it's probably going to be a hard question, but when was the last time you saw Haley alive? And if you remember what the last thing y'all talked about or whatever, if you could say it.
I remember we were doing like arm wrestles on the table. We were saying who won. And it was the first time I had won because I was finally getting bigger than her, because I was like, I was, you know, getting bigger, and she's like a small thing. So I finally won, but she still could. She was stronger than me, but somehow.
And where we are arm wrestling at?
We were just at the table in the house. Yes. And everyone was in the room, and it was fine.
Like, yeah, it was Christmas Day. They Mazda, Brooks, and Haley came over, and I made, you know, big dinner. We had tons of food, and we ate, and we were watching. I don't even remember what movie we watched, but Haley was so happy.
Yeah,
she was dancing in the kitchen, and she was doing ballet, but it was not
right. Right.
We were laughing at her. We called it her interpretive ballet, but she was.
And so happy and no signs on that day that it's the last thing in the world that you would expect. So real quick, y'all, as you get hurt on the 911, Brooks is playing like he doesn't know what happened to Haley, and we're going to get into all that. I'm going to Woody over to them. I'm going to break it down step by step, but not with y'all, because you provided me with so much stuff. Basically, what he's saying is that he didn't even say that at that point. He's attempting to make it look like it's a suicide, like Haley shot herself with a shotgun. And we'll get into it. Put a shotgun, and this is nothing y'all haven't heard before. Put a shotgun in her mouth and kills herself in the split instant that he just goes into the room and changes clothes. But this is the day after. You're talking about arm wrestling with your sister. This is the, y'all were talking about babies in a couple of days before going shopping. She's so happy that she's getting a car. She's going to be independent. She's working from what I saw the trial stuff. I mean, her workers came in support of her every day. So she's got friends at work, but she's still in this relationship, Brooks. And he's now playing like he doesn't know it happened, right? And so but at some point they come to contact y'all who told you
that it was not the 26th, but the morning of the 27th.
Right.
And, you know, I was half asleep when they knocked on the door and we dog sit. And so during Christmas, we're full of dogs.
Right.
I had to put all the dogs up. And while I'm putting them up, I'm thinking, what could it be? You know, like.
There was the cops at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hoping that it's an accident, but I just wouldn't let myself think.
Right. Right.
The bad thing. And, so Stella got up and came in there and, Stella said, is my sister okay? And when she said that, they said, can you sit down? And yeah. That's when we knew.
Yeah. And it's okay to cry. That's something. That's the hardest part. The hardest thing I ever did as a detective was go tell people of the loved ones never coming home. But when they said that to you, did they, I'm sure you asked what happened or what, why, or what did they say?
I only remember bits and pieces after that. It's like, I don't know, my mind just kind of shut down. And I sort of, I know they kept talking about, that she was shot and, you know.
So they told you that day that she was shot?
Yeah. And I mean, I knew he didn't.
Yeah.
There was not a doubt in my mind, but I just don't remember a whole lot of that was said. I know the detective kept talking about how they'd been up all night, but.
So it was detectives that came to notify you. And Stella, do you remember what they said?
I remember everything.
You remember everything. Can you tell me, baby? Because I know, but I used to be my purpose as a detective is to come not only notify you about Haley, but I want to see if you have anything that you're going to tell me unsolicited about Brooks. So what happened when they came?
So they walked in and, I kept asking if my sister was okay. And then they said the whole sit down spiel. And they didn't make me sit down. I didn't sit down. And so I was standing at the back of the couch and they made my mom sit down. And then they finally told us that, your daughter's deceased and was shot in the head with a shotgun, due to an intraoral shotgun wound. And when they said, the intraoral thing, it fully hit me that it was him. I thought at first when they showed up to the door that it was going to be like he got them in a wreck because always drunk driving with her in the car and she was always uncomfortable with it. But he never really he'd never stopped. So I thought they just got in a wreck. But then they said that. And then after that, things did kind of it kind of hit and kind of funky.
Shock.
Yeah. Everything went kind of loud. And then I just remember, because all I could think about was my sister laying on that floor. And I remember asking him, I was like, so you've been around Haley's body tonight, you were around her tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me with this dead cold stare. I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm. And smiled at me. And it was so disgusting and evil. And then I remember he asked me to go get a pen. And so I tried, my legs kind of locked up because I didn't sit down. Mm-hmm. And so I went to go get the pen and then I fell. And then I finally got back up and got the pen. And then he gave the number and we started talking and explaining how they have a feeling that it's Brooks, but they can't tell us that. And that I basically said, I know that it's Brooks, there's nothing else that could have happened. And I know what happened. And
no way that Haley, I mean, y'all tell me, is there any way that she would have took a shotgun, put it in her mouth and killed herself?
Absolutely.
Right. And it's just stupid. But so they're telling you, and it hadn't been 24 hours yet, and you're saying, I know it's Brooks, right? And they're saying, well, we think whatever, say it again. They said something about Brooks, and but we can't tell y'all that.
Yeah, well, they didn't even say that they thought he did it. They said that they gave, like, the most bizarre interview.
Yeah, he was like, I've never seen something so bizarre. And he said something like along the lines of, like, I think we all have an idea of what happened here, but, you know, we still have to investigate.
That's why I want to know. That's why I want to know. They tell you that they're going to investigate it. Now, at this point, Haley hadn't even gone for an autopsy. And so it really is an investigation. They would have worked the scene. They should have worked the scene and processed it and certainly got interviews. I mean, look, y'all knowing would have been the last thing I would have done. Canvas apartments, getting all the statements, what's fresh in everybody's mind, and process the scene and do everything. You know, anytime you think it's suspicious death, then you just break out everything, right?
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had 3 different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked, and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first 4 boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Hey, y'all, changing my wardrobe from summer to fall, it's never easy. Luckily, Quince offers timeless and high-quality items I adore, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh and I don't blow my budget. And there's nothing easier than going to Quince and choosing these high-quality items, like cashmere sweaters from $50, pants for every occasion, washable silk tops, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. I got the stainless steel Link Apple Watch band for $59.90. It's heavy duty, it's awesome, and it's like $100 less than I could find anywhere else. And I also got 100% organic cotton fisherman quarter zip up sweater. The color is alabaster. Man, I can't wait to wear that this fall. And Cindy got the Mongolian cashmere boat neck sweater and heather gray. And I'm telling you, these are classic pieces at a fraction of the price. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high-quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/RLRC. You'll thank me later.
Looking for cameras. I'm testing for GSR, and we'll get into that later. I'm looking for clothes that could have been changed, anything, especially, again, y'all, when you hear all this shit that comes out, it's going to blow your mind. They would have done that, and her body would have had to have been for lack of a better term, collected and bagged and sent to where they do the autopsies. So when they do that, they'll seal it up with a lock that has like the numbers on it. They'll photograph it. And for the autopsy happens, when they take her out for the autopsy, they have to verify that it's the same lock. It's what we're talking about before we start recording the chain of custody, right? So that once they know that nobody could have planted any evidence on her body or anything like that, or taken any evidence away. But so all that's, it's ongoing, having happened yet. And then y'all are being told about it. Was he arrested that night?
Yes.
And so they bring him in. They tell you it's all bizarre. And then we'll get into all that in a little bit. And did they say anything about what it was that made it bizarre that you can remember?
They wouldn't elaborate.
They wouldn't
what? I kept asking him and they just would not further elaborate.
Yes, I get that. I'm not going to throw shade on that because I wouldn't have done it either. So what happens now with y'all? This is a day that you're never going to forget as long as you live. The most horrible day that you've ever had. And I'm talking about specifically, like, you've been told they leave. What happens?
I don't remember a whole lot at first. I know I called people. I don't remember it. I kept trying to, you know, find out where she was. I couldn't stand the thought of her being in a closed door, you know? So I tried to find out where she was, and of course they're not going to, and they can't, but they wouldn't let me, you know, go see her. And I mean, that's really, you know, we were just in shock. I didn't have any idea what to do or what we needed to do right then. We were just in shock.
Stella, do you remember anything? Same thing.
Yeah, I just remember you were just scream crying a lot. And
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I was just sitting on the couch. I couldn't really like cry or anything or like feel anything. It was kind of, it was right. Shock at that point.
So there you have it. And my heart absolutely breaks for this beautiful family. And I know, you know, y'all just stick with me. I mean, I'm going to the next episode is going to have the first cop that responded, the one who actually put Brooks in the handcuffs and took him to his car. And there's a lot of personal interaction between the cop and him. And you got to hear what this guy is saying and what his mindset is. And you're really going to get pissed off. And then we're going to get into other people that arrived on the crime scene and how they worked it and everything else. And as we go along, we'll be locking up those videos and photographs and all that stuff for the Patreon and convicts. But I'm going to pick out the most pertinent audio parts to tell this story in the chronological order. And you're not going to believe where it goes. Okay. But the please like and share. The most important thing is share. We've already got media attention coming in, and I talk to Miss Barbara and the family every day, whether it's text or by phone. We got people that are starting a petition to, and I'm not going to tell you about it yet because I don't want the cat to get out of the bag before we get there, but we're going to have a petition that's going to go around and everything else, and I'll explain it to you. But you got to share it. We got to share, just like Courtney Coco's and Mary Pusho's, and everybody shared. And when we brought the pressure in the end, we got the result that we wanted, right? And we're going to do the same thing for Haley. And I just love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And I know Haley's family loves and appreciates each and every one of y'all. And look, they just moved like on Halloween from Atlanta to Florida, and they're in a spot, their new home doesn't have good Wi-Fi or cell reception and stuff like that. And Miss Barbara, that's her name. And I was thinking, you know, how funny her name is the same as Miss Barbara Blunt, which we're never going to forget about. Please continue to call in your tips on Miss Barbara Blunt. But Miss Barbara says to tell y'all that she loves you And Stella and Tyler love y'all, and they are so appreciative that Haley's story is finally getting the attention that it deserves. So please share. And anytime I comment on it on Facebook or TikTok or anything else, I'm putting hashtag justice for Haley. All right. And it helps with the search algorithms and stuff like that. And we need the whole world to hear this story so we can correct this injustice. All right. And that's it. Love and appreciate each and every one of you. Y'all tune into Cindy and I on True Crime Time four days a week. Of course, the Real Life Real Crime original Scott Peterson, State versus Scott Peterson. I'll be finishing that in the next week or so. And just thank you for everything. We love y'all. Hashtag justice for Haley. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life Real Crime, the podcast. And until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.